Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Subhashini Nadaraja. You can call me Suba. I know that's a mouthful. I'm from Kansas City. I'm an artist, designer, a creative director, a traveler, a photographer, anything that's creative that moves my mind and my soul. But I'm mostly very interested in actually being mindful and practicing meditation daily. I like to call myself your mindful Sherpa. I'm here at Holden Village guiding daily meditations. The day you decide that you are more interested in being aware of your thoughts than you are in the thoughts themselves, that is the day that you'll find your way out. That's a beautiful quote from Michael Singer about really being able to stop, pause, and breathe. And that's what all meditation is about. We've been told that we could use a little bit of calm in our lives. You simply can't stop thinking, right? Because I can't. It helps me lower my blood pressure and keep me centered and balanced. Meditation helps us rise to our consciousness to the point of allowing ourselves to directly perceive our inner spiritual self. It's being one with our breath. It's being one with our soul and our energy, our chi, our jiva, which means yourself in Sanskrit. Just think of it as meditation is a practice that gives balance physically, emotionally, and mentally. I like to say that meditation is like vitamins to our mind. We take care of our body, we go for a run, we take care of our body by putting good food in our body, but we seldom take care of our mind. So meditation is basically a simple way of taking care of our mind. But most of all, it helps us rewire our body, soul, and spirit. In psychological benefits, it reduces stress and anxiety. It increases creativity and intelligence. It increases ability to learn moral reasonings and also heightens our memory. It reduces irritability and moodiness. It increases emotional control, self-esteem, alertness, relationships, and concentration. And the physiological benefits, which is fantastic, it helps you lower blood pressure, prevent us from chronic diseases, and boost our immune system. It also improves airflow, especially in those with asthma. It also makes you look really, really young. Think of all the sages and the Tibetan monks that live up in India and how young they actually look. They could be actually 101 years old. But meditation is simply allowing us time to pause and breathe, a place in our mind where there is no judgments and no reservations, a place only to allow us to be peaceful, happy, healthier, and the better us. It's being mindful about our body and our mind. So here are some examples that I like to give you. It's how I actually sit and meditate. I've been meditating all my life since I was a child. I can't even remember when, but I'm really thinking that perhaps since the age of 7 years old, when my parents told us to sit down, and being a Hindu, practicing meditation is part of our religion. Most Buddhists also practice meditation, and it's actually time for just staying and contemplating and being mindful. So you don't have to be Hindu or you don't have to be Buddhist to actually embrace meditation. A lot of people are very intimidated by the word meditation and they think that it's something that is unattainable. But actually, all you need is a little bit of time and an open heart, a quiet place, and a willing mind. on your way to meditation. A couple of things I'd like to talk to you about on meditation is one of the most important thing, or rather three things that are very important in meditation, is posture, hands, and breathing. It's important to learn these techniques to achieve better balance and harmony in your body while you meditate. You will also need to know how to place your hands and fingers. And those are some things that you can actually Google and find online, just different methods of placing finger positions and hand positions, and find one that you think that you're most comfortable with. And posture, you probably want to do the same. You find the best position for you as you're sitting down, whether do you want to sit on a chair, do you want to sit on the floor in a very standard lotus position style, or do you want to lean against a wall? Because you have to find those very important postures. Finding that posture is going to give you the full experience of attaining a peaceful mind. Otherwise, you're going to be very fidgetive and you will not be successful in meditating. A couple of things also I want to talk about, some things that I actually practice quite a bit. My time of practice is in the mornings. I encourage you to find your favorite time, the time that you're most alert, the time that you're actually most awake, and no interruptions in your by your family or the children. So find that time. Is it waking up in the morning, just a couple of minutes before you get the day going? Or are you a afternoon meditator, or are you an evening meditator? So find that time. Find that sacred space in your home. Is it sitting in the living room? Is it sitting in the kitchen? Or is it finding a little quiet space by the window? Or is it in the garden? Or is it going to a community garden that's close by to your house? So it doesn't have to be in a temple, or it doesn't have to be in a sacred building. You can create your own sacred space, and that is your space. That's your breathing space, and that's your meditation space. I would love to talk to you a little bit more about some of the practices and focus that I like to do, and over the years that has helped me quite a bit in my life. One of my favorites practice and focus is something called loving kindness. It's about learning how to love yourself. It's learning to be gentle with your heart before you learn how to show love towards others. You must first, right, show love and heal your own self. This meditation is to develop compassion. Loving kindness is essentially about cultivating love. By so, we soften our hearts through our mind, creating a ripple of energy into opening our feelings towards kindness, giving, goodwill from a very selfless place. That selfless place is from your heart. Another practice that I like doing is called intentions. Our intentions motivate what we say, think, act, react, and do. Our unconscious brain is making decisions all day long without us driving it. It's a habit that we humans have. This practice can help us align our thoughts with the focus on how we can be charged of our own intentions. By doing so, we can change our responsive to be more mindful and compassionate than rather than being reactionary. Be conscious of your intentions and start your life or day with the purpose. I like doing this practice first thing in the morning, so I imprint my intentions in the morning as I leave the door to go towards my busy everyday life. Another small practice that I enjoy doing very much, that I encourage everybody to do, is an old Tibetan practice called small moments many times. I actually like doing this when I'm walking my dog. In this practice, you take short moments repeated many times, simply means being mindful throughout the day. Repeating this can actually create a ripple effect of kindness and love throughout the day. Instead of bottling up things inside of you, for example, if you have stress in your life, why wait till the very end of the day? Why not release the stress at that very moment? So it's a practice where you inhale in the count of three and you exhale in the count of six. And you can inhale a thought like, peace. And you can exhale a thought like frustration. So you're basically exchanging your emotion, whether it's a high-stress emotion, to a much more soothing emotion. Or if you feel like the world today needs peace, you can inhale peace and you can exhale peace. So the people around you will benefit that energy. And we love, as humans, we learn, we grow, and we are so impacted by the emotions of our surroundings. So therefore, we need to plant good energy in our surroundings for others to feel the vibration of that energy. So that's something that I love doing. Like I said, I usually walk with my dog in the evenings, and we both practice small moments many times. And there are different practices that you can do. You can practice gratitude. You can do peace and harmony and happiness. You can do a practice called Awaken the Warrior Within You. Or is it a practice called Art of Letting Go and Surrender? There are lots and lots of journals and lots of blogs on the internet that you can find ways and different many practices, whether it's Hinduism or Buddhism or Christianity or, you know, Shintoism or Jainism. Lots and lots of beliefs have different ways of practicing. But the beautiful thing is all of us want one thing. All of us want to center our mind. We want to bring balance into our life and bring a sense of peace and hope in our well-being. Namaste.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.